voices aren't always thoughts. They're the sensation that rips through you when I ask who'd like to speak. That's the sound of I can't, or I won't, or I don't, or I will not. And it appears with everything that it needs to make sure that you believe in it. And you don't hear it because you don't feel it yet. And you don't feel it yet because your body and heart have become solid. The very opposite of what it is that you were promised, which was freedom. If you don't challenge these things, you'll never know these things aren't you. There is no other way. When Kate was playing, as my mind often does, it brings up images. And the images always are a teaching. That's how the teachings are received, basically in emotional images. They're not descriptions, they're actual pictures of a whole principle. And the picture that appeared in my mind was 50 million years ago when the first creature that couldn't breathe air crawled out of the soup of that sea of microbes and other organisms and stood on the shore gasping for the first time for breath, because it became in that moment a new creation in a new world. That is what you are intended to be. A new creation that crawls out of the sea of these thoughts that you are presently immersed in without knowing you don't belong in it anymore. But until you're willing to crawl up onto the shore and gasp with uncertainty, to gasp in unknowingness, to gasp at the amount of fear you feel because you see nothing that's recognizable, you will remain in that soup, and the soul cannot grow in that soup. It's dissolved by it.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.